This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by our baseball insider, Andy Carbone. Andy, the sun is out. It looks like a beautiful day. Let's play two. How are you doing?
Well, doing well, Bill, and certainly that's going to be the case at Fenway. Today is last night. The Sox and Yankees postponed once again because of the rains. The Sox and Yankees will wrap up this four-game series with the day-night doubleheader. It's the second one in a couple days over on Jersey Street. First pitch this afternoon's at 1:35, night 7:15. Also, tonight's game will be on Fox. This will be the first time since 2014 the Red Sox and Yankees both don't make the playoffs, and just the second time in the last 40 years. Last time the Red Sox and Yankees finished last and next to last was in 1966. Tomorrow night, the Sox begin a six-game road trip at the first of three against the Blue Jays up north of the border before heading to Texas to take on the Rangers. Red Sox are now 73-72, tied for last place in the AL East with the Yankees, 18 games behind the Orioles. Sox and Yankees also 7.5 games behind the Mariners for that final AL wildcard spot.
Well, the Yankees swept the doubleheader earlier this week. I know you'll get to that in just a moment, but when was the last time a team could swept two doubleheaders in one series? That's been a while, right?
I'm sure it has. That'll have to be some research on that one.
Oh, my gosh. He's scrambling right now. Knowing Andy, he'll have that answer for us by the end of this podcast. But no, I don't expect that, Andy. I'm just, you know that. All right,
Andy. Under the gun.
Yeah, under the gun, exactly. All right, well, let's take us back, and then we'll go get into that Yankee series. But what did this team do in the last week? Not great.
Certainly not. On Friday, the Orioles came to town and roughed up the Red Sox 11-2. Tanner Houck getting the loss, giving up five runs and five in the third innings. Then it was a wild one on Saturday at Fenway as the Orioles prevailed 13-12. Chris Sale giving up seven runs and four innings. It's the first time in franchise history the Sox had 20 or more hits in a nine-inning game and lost. Sox had 23 hits overall in the game and left the tying and winning runs on base in the bottom of the ninth. Sox first team to have 23 hits in a nine-inning game and lose since the 1930 Phillies. And on Sunday, Red Sox got back in the win column with a 7-3 win over the Orioles. Tristan Casas, a three-run homer. Brian Bello, his 12th win. Then on Monday, it was supposed to begin the battle for the basement in the American League East. Sox and Yankees postponed, so there was that day-night doubleheader on Tuesday in the afternoon. Yankees beat the Red Sox 3-2. Rafael Devers hit his 30th home run. He becomes the third player in team history under the age of 27 to do so three times, joining that list with Ted Williams and Jim Rice. In the regularly scheduled night game, Yankees beat the Red Sox 4-1. Zidane Raffaello led off the bottom of the first with his first career home run.
All right, so there's all kinds of Red Sox action tonight. Is there going to be a Nesson Plus game which will guarantee a win for us today? What's the deal on that?
Yeah, I'm telling you, you're going to be going battle to battle, neck and neck, Nesson Plus. Your fingers are going to get a workout going back and forth. There is a Red Sox on this day, September 14th, 2019, first pitch at 1, so you have a little appetizer before the 1:35 regularly scheduled game over on Nesson. Sox score a run the top of the ninth, beat the Phillies 2-1 at Citizens Bank Park. Eduardo Rodriguez got the start in that one for the Sox. He struck out 12 and 6 in the third innings and got a notice.
You know, Andy, when you tell us this stuff, is this like a double spoiler alert since it is a replay of a game anyways? I mean, come on now, you know?
No, I just pass on the information.
All right. So Major League Baseball news notes. What do you have for us this week?
Well, last Sunday, the Yankees were no-hit for 10 in the third innings, but ended up beating the Brewers 4-3 in 13 innings in the Bronx. On Monday, Braves first baseman Matt Olson hit his Major League-leading 49th and 50th home runs of the season against the Phillies. Also on Monday, Mariners outfielder Julio Rodriguez hit his 30th home run of the season, becoming the fourth player in history to have 30 home runs and 30 stolen bases at the age of 22 or younger. The other players were Alex Rodriguez, Mike Trout, and Ronald Acuna Jr. And on Tuesday, Braves first baseman Matt Olson hit his 51st home run against the Phillies. That ties a franchise record. The Braves have now hit 281 home runs this season. That sets a National League record. Last night, Braves still in the news. They beat the Phillies 4-1, clinching the NL East title for the sixth straight year.
Wow, some great stuff there. It's funny you mentioned the Braves, and but Hank Aaron obviously played for the Braves in all the home runs he had, but he didn't have over 51 in one particular season. So there you go.
Yeah, absolutely.
Those were the days. It was harder to hit home runs, I think, back then. But
yeah, I agree.
I don't know why. I'm not.
I'm a little this, a little that, but
we'll yeah. What do I know about physics? Yeah. All right. What other MLB news notes, Andy?
Well, the Rangers' Max Scherzer will miss the rest of the regular season and is likely unable to pitch in the postseason if Texas qualifies after leaving Tuesday's start early after straining a muscle in his upper arm. The injury will not require surgery, reportedly. The three-time Cy Young Award winner was 4-2 with a 3.20 ERA through eight starts for the Rangers after a trade from the Mets at the deadline. The Mets have a new president of baseball operations, David Stearns. The 38-year-old had long been rumored to take over the team after stepping down as Brewers president after last season. He officially begins his five-year deal in early October. After the regular season ends, Billy Epler remains as the Mets' general manager. And after last appearing in a game 5 years ago, former Red Sox pitcher Bartolo Colon will have his number officially retired by the Mets on Monday. Colon pitched for 12 teams in his 21-year career, winning 247 games. He was the American League Cy Young Award winner back in 2005. He pitched for the Red Sox in 2008.
12 teams. Unbelievable.
Yeah, that's a lot of different hats he has in his closet. That's, sure.
That's right. I mean, come on. Oh, man. Yeah, that would be a lot of uniforms or whatever, memorabilia, whatever, souvenirs, if you will, from his artifacts from his playing career. Yeah. All right, Andy, this is that time of year. As Red Sox fans, we've had many Septembers like this over the years when nothing matters, right, I guess, right? What matters right now to this team, do you think? What are you looking at?
Well, basically, at this point, you just have to look at some of the younger players that have been called up and see how they perform in the last couple weeks of the season. That's about all you can really look for at this point. And, maybe stay out of the basement would be a good thing as well. Got to have that little edge over the Yankees for the end of the year if you're looking for anything. I mean, usually you want to battle the Yankees for a division title, but now we'll just battle the Yankees to stay out of the basement.
Oh, man, you're right. Andy, we have a photo down below of this podcast of the Red Sox infield with the L.L. Bean tarp on it. And I'm thinking the conversation, maybe about a year ago or 9 months ago was in the L.L. Bean headquarters up in Freeport, Maine, thinking, geez, should we sponsor this tarp again this year? I mean, how often do people see this tarp when we have this beautiful New England summer weather? It never rains, hardly ever. Maybe once or twice Nesson will show the tarp during a rain delay. But I think they got their money's worth out of their marketing campaign this year with that tarp.
Absolutely. And the way the Red Sox have been playing at times, it's more exciting to see the tarp than it is to see the team on the field. So they're definitely getting their money's worth.
Oh, man, Andy. You didn't have to go there. That's rough. Okay. All right. There we go. Andy, thanks so much. We'll talk again soon.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, there he is, baseball insider Andy Carbone. I'm Bill Newell here on MSONewsSports.com.